Well, as we were mentioning this morning, October 10 was World Mental Health Day. And of course, it's still happening over in the Northern Hemisphere. And for a lot of Australia, this week is National Mental Health Week. But the Mental Health Association of New South Wales has gone an absolute step further and declared all of October to be Mental Health Month. That means in addition to us opening up the conversation about mental health, you can find events and workshops all throughout the city of Sydney and a lot of regional New South Wales locations. Now, the gallery, the Centre House Arts Centre in Lane Cove is very certainly on board. And I'm joined by curator and gallery manager Felicity Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you've got a lot of public programs happening in regards to mental health for this week. How exciting is it to be able to actually open up that conversation to a community group?
Oh, it's fantastic. We have been wanting to do this for quite some time, and we've had a connection with a group called Community Access Program called Sunshine, and we've had exhibitions with them previously, and so we wanted to take that a step further and actually create our own exhibition and run an exhibition concurrently with them again, and then also to run a number of different programs that would actually be accessible to a whole a range of age groups, because I think mental health actually does sort of affect all age groups.
It does, and that's often not part of the conversation. Sometimes we think about it just sort of occurring localised, but it's very much a shared experience across sort of all groups, I think. What kind of events have you got on?
So we've got an exhibition called A Room with an Interview, which we've engaged with an art therapist and artist, Anne Buckingham, and she's created an interactive space which is set in a child's bedroom, which is sort of a comfortable space, a space that we all can recognise, and she's looking at all sorts of different, I guess, ideas around our feelings, emotions and thoughts. So the bedroom is a space where we often are by ourselves, where we feel comfortable. And so we've set this exhibition in that space. So as part of that, we are running a Wellbeing for Teens workshop by Associate Professor Maria Kangas, and she's actually from the Centre of Emotional Health at Macquarie Uni. And they actually do a lot of research and treatment and training, concentrating and understanding the prevention of anxiety, depression and related mental health problems for teenagers. So this particular talk will benefit parents and educators and basically anybody who, and also to teenagers themselves, but anybody who comes in contact with teenagers. So we've looked at, and that's actually going to be held on the 26th of October from 6 till 7:30 in the evening, so hopefully accessible to very busy parents. We also have a meditation workshop which is sort of focusing on mindfulness, and that's open to all ages, and that's basically experiencing art through mindful through a mindful heart and mind, and that's on Wednesday the 12th of October. So we also just recently had a grandparents and grandchildren's workshop called Puzzling the Mind, and we actually had a 2-year-old and a 90-year-old in that workshop. So I think we've pretty much covered the
wow.
the wide age groups there. So that was a lot of fun. They looked at how play and games can really sort of, I guess, help in stimulating the mind and keeping the mind active. And then, I guess, having that intergenerational sort of communication and understanding between, grandparents and their grandkids.
That does sound absolutely beautiful. I mean, do you think we pay enough attention to art as being able to help us talk about mental health?
I think we haven't really in the past, but it seems to be something that is growing, and particularly I think there is this movement for art and, I guess, well-being and the understanding of how through sort of the visual language, sometimes we can't maybe express ourselves through words or through, you know, normal language, but the visual language enables us to use different kinds of mediums and different ways to sort of express ourselves and work through some of our issues and feelings.
And it can be a universal language as well, I guess. You know, when you talk about trying to reach different age groups, different sectors, art is that kind of unifying factor.
It is, very much so. And I think that it does sort of go across normal language barriers. And, you know, what some of the things that we are looking at is how then we're sort of focusing on age groups, but then we'll look at other cultural groups. And I think that art really opens up opportunities for us to explore that. And there's not the usual, I guess, sort of difficulties between understanding languages and art, and sort of visual approaches to language can often break down those barriers.
Well, Felicity, thank you for telling us about it on Breakfast this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Felicity Martin there. She's the curator and gallery manager at the Centre House Arts Centre. We'll have a link up to all the events that they've got on at the Lane Cove area, but also a bigger link to all the events you can find as part of Mental Health Month in New South Wales. This is a great time to have a conversation about it. This is traditionally a very difficult thing to talk about. We don't like talking about it, but it's essential to open up these conversations. Talk to people about how you feel. Talk to people about how they feel. This is the way we combat it, and this is the way we de-stigmatise mental health problems.